This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Chief, 1024th. Hiya, 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 hiya. You gotta love this story. Elizabeth Warren. We're gonna talk more about her in a bit. But yeah. Ooh, she outed herself. Elizabeth Warren proved beyond a shadow of a doubt that she's not an Indian. I mean, wow. We got a lot to talk about today. Oh, my goodness. This has been big news, and we'll cover it a little bit now. We might as well, right? She committed racial fraud. I mean, look, we've known this for a while. She's the Dolezal of Indians. She changed her ethnicity from white to Native American at the University of Pennsylvania. That is a fact. She's listed as a woman of color at Harvard. She identified as a racial minority in the American Director of Law Teachers. She signed recipes in an Indian cookbook, Elizabeth Warren, Cherokee. She knew. Here's the deal. She knew she was committing racial fraud, cultural appropriation. She's not Indian. She's not Cherokee. She's not Manakee. She's not Chukapee. She is nothing Native American. We'll get more into it. But I'm just saying, and what this was an attempt, and a poor attempt at that, to cover up her lie. See, that's what Democrats do. They tell the lie, then they cover it up, which, by the way, is a lot tougher. It's very tough to do. And so she's a liar, and now it's backfired. The Democrats, one of Obama's old, I think he's like assistant chief of staff or something. He had to do with Obama's campaign. And he says, you couldn't miscalculate worse than the Democrats have done so far. We'll get into that, too. These guys are struggling in the midterms, and there's a reason. Look, when you are a lying group of scoundrels and you're being found out, that's what happens. Look at the undercover video of Claire McCaskill. I want to get rid of all guns. I'll even get rid of handguns. The guns are bad. The Second Amendment is bad. But I can't say that. I can't tell people what my goal is. We just have to, we get an inch, we'll take a mile. This is what staffers and she are saying. But they're telling moderates, no, we don't want to go after your guns. Kyrsten Sinema. She's running for Senate in Arizona against Martha McSally. She says Arizona sucks. Texas, here's what you don't want to be, Arizona. And goes on. She's in the hot seat. Stormy Daniels. This is a funny story. Stormy Daniels has to pay off Donald Trump. Now, that's some irony right there. I'm just saying, we have so much going on for ourselves. All we have to do is keep smiling, keep shining. Knowing you can always count on me for sure. That's what friends are for. No, keep smiling and get your butt to the polls. Your friends are going to go. They're going to go smiling. There's an old saying, smiling all the way to the bank. In this case, you're the bank. You're going to smile all the way to the polls. You're going to continue to get your money back. Ergo, smiling all the way to the bank. Elizabeth Warren, wow. I got Democratic presidential polls we'll be talking about here in a bit. And do you want me to give you a little advance notice of what I'm going to be talking about? Democrats are in bad shape. I would love to credit us. I would love to say, oh yeah, conservatives, we did it. We're the ones who made the Democrats go in bad shape. Mm-mm. No, we've helped, you know, we've aided, we've nudged, but no, it's they who've done it. They're the ones who continue this stuff. Whether, look, here's what I've been talking about. The Kanye effect. I've been talking about the Kavanaugh effect. Now we can add the Warren effect, Pocahontas. And you can continue. The Mueller investigation. Really? We'll get into this. It is a farce. It is imploding on itself. Did you get the latest on this? Now they're finding out. Uh-oh, when they offered the FISA warrant and they went after Papadopoulos, they didn't give both sides of the story. I'm shocked. I'm shocked that the left didn't let us know exactly how this thing was supposed to play out. I'm really shocked. We're going to talk about all the craziness of leftism. This is what we do on this program. Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. A guy asked me, Kevin, why don't you ever take any calls? Oh, man. We do take your calls. And we will have other guests on. Another guy asked me, Kevin, when are you going to have certain people back? We will. We'll have guests. Look, I'm busy. It's tough to produce a show and coordinate with everybody's schedule and my schedule and all that. It's really difficult. I know other radio shows do it a different way, but that's them. They're free. You're free to go. You're free to listen. Another lady wanted me to bring up, and she's my friend out in New York, Connie and her husband. I think it's Connie and Ray, if I'm not mistaken. But anyway, no, Connie and Peter. Sorry, Peter. No, there is no Ray, Peter. I swear, there's no Ray. But no, she was saying, when Donald Trump said about grabbing women by the womp, that Picasso said that if he spit on a piece of paper, somebody would grab it and make it art. And the idea there was is that he's so popular that, you know, you can do what you want to do. One time it was said Picasso was at a restaurant and a big bill came to a table and people didn't know how to settle it. And so Picasso took a piece of paper, signed his name and gave it to the restaurant owner. And the guy and said, you know, will you take care of their bill? And the guy told those people, they'd run up a big bill. And he says, you guys can go. And they're like, who is that? It was Pablo Picasso. All he did was sign his name. So, you know, I get it. Connie, you're exactly right. It is the hypocrisy of the left. And that very hypocrisy is what has ruined the left. That's why they find themselves odd man out. You know, and they're going to be out for a while because Donald Trump every day in some way, shape, or form is exposing these guys. And it's so fun to watch. So fun to watch. Anyway, we do have a lot to talk about. More about this DNA test. And there's a story we've got coming up about a sheriff. You won't want to miss it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope. That wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for rejuvenation. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I got me a new sheriff that I just absolutely love, love, love. I love this guy. Now, he kind of backtracked on something that was an interesting tribute to Nike and Colin Kaepernick. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Let me know if you've heard of this sheriff. I think his name is Robbie. What's his name? Ricky? Ricky Roberts. Ricky Roberts. Like Ricky Bob. And I don't know where he's sheriff at. They're like, is it Arkansas? Yeah, in Arkansas. Anyway, I love this guy. What innovative thinking. Now, you guys know I've been critical of Nike since they launched their racist campaign to kill black folks. Yeah, you guys have heard me talk about this. So the idea that a sheriff understands exactly who Nike is as a corporation tickles me to no end. The Daily Mail reported on the innovative way that this Arkansas sheriff decided to advertise Nike. And I don't know how Nike feels about it, but, you know, we'll see. But anyway, his department in Arkansas, they say, is facing criticism because he forced inmates to wear Nike shirts in their mugshots. In their mugshots. It
It's just too, it's tough not to laugh at that because it was so cool. They got a whole montage of the of these criminals. I guess it's probably what? Probably 40? 40 of them. All races, all genders, you know, I mean, that's a bunch. And every one of them wearing the Nike swoosh black shirt. And I don't know where he got this stuff. And I got to tell you, the minute I saw this, I was like, dadgummit, I threw away all my Nike gear. Because it would have been so good to do that. To just donate all that stuff to this man and say, hey, look, I got Nike hats. I got Nike socks. I got shoes. Now, they can, yeah, I don't know what you can let them wear. Because, you know, you got to wear those little paper slippers. You know, that's what the slippers are. And then the orange jumpsuit. But he said, no. You're going to take your mugshot in Nike. And everybody's in black with the swoosh somewhere. I don't know where he got these clothes. What an innovative thing. And for not, you know, what's Nike going to say? Stop advertising our stuff, man. I know it's inmates, but it was like the Obama logo. You remember the Obama? You guys remember that, right? They took a picture of all the people who were arrested wearing Yes We Can and Obama crap and then made a montage of it. It was a lot of people. I don't believe I've ever seen anybody arrested with a Bush shirt or a Reagan shirt. I don't know that. I'm sure it probably has happened. But with Obama, somebody found all these different mugshots and found all these people who were wearing Obama gear. Now, the sheriff, he put them in Nike gear, which I find very, you know, funny. Interesting that he did it. So he put them in Nike gear. But, oh my goodness. Love this story. They said he did it as a jab at the recent deal between Nike and Colin Kaepernick, obviously. And the story goes on. It was an activist on social media who first observed the repetition of Nike gear in the mugshots taken by the Union County Sheriff's Office. Activist and columnist Sean King posted a photo of 12 inmates wearing Nike shirts on Twitter and Facebook. Sharing in his post, the sheriff, Ricky Roberts, was putting Nike t-shirts on people they arrest and making them wear them during mugshots. Source says it's to mock Nike and Colin Kaepernick. Disgusting. And within an hour of King pointing it out, the sheriff took them all down. But here's what I will tell you. What's disgusting about that? Nike should want to get the press. Look, Nike puts their stuff on thugs in the NFL. They put their stuff on, I mean, Nike is putting things on kids, you know, kids playing, young kids. So if you want to, you know, what's the bad news about it? For all intents and purposes, maybe the sheriff has shown Nike a new market. Why isn't Nike putting the swoosh on orange jumpsuits? Why not? It's all money. It's just a marketing ploy. Is it really making a statement that everybody that wears Nike is a criminal? Because there are lots of criminals wearing Nike. Let me tell you, you don't have to. This sheriff didn't have to do this for you to gather up all these different mugshots of Nike people. I guarantee you there are a ton of people arrested wearing Nike gear. It's the truth. Just because he decided to pay, he could have said, no, it was a tribute to Nike and Colin Kaepernick. You know, we were paying homage to their agreement, you know, to put this deal together. Why not? As I've written, Nike seems pretty hell bent on killing black kids, saying your idol who thinks of cops as pigs is the one who's going to market our shoes to you. So why not get it started? You know, phase two of the Nike thing. I love this story. You know what I hated most? And you guys know this because we talked about it. I hated most when they backed off, when he took it down. See, that's what the left wants you to do. They want you to, oh, I'm so sorry. We didn't realize you. And they took it down. Don't take it down. Leave it up. Be proud of it. Ask Nike to respond. What's the problem with it? We figure the way Nike promotes,
This is our way of saying to Nike, let's bury the hatchet. You know, you think of us as pigs. We're going to say we want to help you promote your stuff. I would have spun this. I mean, I would have been a joke, but I would have spun it in a variety of ways and said, no. This is a tribute to Nike and Kaepernick. The pigs are saying, you win. I don't know if you guys feel that way, but I do. Oh, man, what a story. So here's the deal. I'm trying to contact this sheriff. Now, look, I already know. He's not going to give me an official statement because he's going to be, you know, Kevin, look, I mean, I can see our private conversation. Kev, look, I'd love to do it, man, but, you know, it has too much potential backlash, blah, blah, blah. But I will tell you, I want to honor this guy. I don't want you know, to do a GoFundMe or something, but I'd love to get him lots of Nike gear, but used, and keep him in the, and tell him, look, let's start this back up. Maybe when inmates leave, you give them this. This is the gear you give them, even though I'm averse to helping Nike in any way in that regard. But let's do something. Let's let this guy know that we support him. Let's let him know, hey, man, we think what you did was honorable, was a good thing. How else is this guy going to get back at Nike, a major corporation? What else could he do? He's a little dude out there, you know, little who in Whoville going, Nike is racist. Nike is racist. I back him 100%. If he gives me any statement or whatever with his permission, I'm going to let you guys know. Because guys like him need to be rewarded. They need to know we care. We've seen what you did. We support you 100% the same way when I made my comments that got me fired from Fox.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Today, President Trump held a cabinet meeting at the White House, and before that meeting, the president spoke to the press, and one of the things he was asked was, what is going to be done to rein in some spending?
We're going to ask every secretary to cut 5% for next year. And last year, first year, I had to do something with the military. The military was falling apart. It was depleted. It was in very bad shape.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo was on his way back to the United States after a quick trip to Saudi Arabia and Turkey. Pompeo hoped to get some answers regarding the Washington Post columnist who disappeared inside the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. The secretary did say he was pleased with the conversations had in Saudi Arabia.
They promised accountability for each of those persons whom they determined as a result of their investigation deserves accountability.
Pompeo will meet with the president when he returns home tomorrow. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
God, Democrats, you should be so embarrassed. Jeez. I got the polling for the Democratic candidates. This, on so many levels, this is so pathetic, it's laughably funny. Laughably funny. By the way, we were talking about, I wrote about Michelle Obama and the potential for her running for president, because people are talking, she could be president. Yeah. She can't be president. She won't run for president. Don't even worry about it. Hey, glad you guys are with me. Kevin Jackson's you're listening to. KJRadio.com. 844-551-8255. CNN has a poll for Democrat presidential candidates that should make the Democrats ashamed. They should be hiding in shame. They don't even have the nerve to hide. So here's where we are. 2020 Democratic presidential nomination just released this morning. Biden, not this morning, but I'm reading it. Biden, 33%. That's who they want. Overwhelmingly, the next closest, traitor, sellout, Bernie Sanders at 13%. Next one, Kamala Harris, 9%. Elizabeth Warren, 8%. Cory Booker, 5%. John Kerry, 5%. Bloomberg, 4%. Beto, the fake Irishman, the fake Mexican O'Rourke, 4%. Eric Holder, 3%. Gil Garcetti, 2%. Michael Avenatti, 1%. Kirsten Gillibrand, 1%. Klobuchar, 1%. Deval Patrick, 1%. Bullock, I don't even know who that is, less than 1%. And Delaney, less than 1%. Now, those are names. I don't need to go over them again, do I? Was there a name missing that you were like, well, what about so-and-so? Was anything missing? Did you guys catch it? Okay, so let me just stop and tell everybody. No Hillary Clinton. Not even under the less than 1%. No Hillary Clinton anywhere to be found. God, Biden, Sanders, Harris, Warren, Booker. Those easy names. We got those. Kerry, Bloomberg, O'Rourke. The dude who can't even win the Senate race in Texas. Okay. Beto, O'Rourke, Eric Holder. Holder, I don't even know her. Holder, Garcetti, Avenatti. Here, okay. Just to give you perspective, Michael Avenatti, creepy porn lawyer, is at the same level as Kirsten Gillibrand, a senator from New York. Klobuchar, I forget where Klobuchar's from. All I'm getting at is Michael Avenatti, creepy porn lawyer, is even in this list. How sick is that? Forget some of the other things that I talked about earlier. Okay,
Biden at 33%. Seriously. One of the dumbest dudes on the planet. Donald Trump made a comment. He's like, look, if they want Biden, bring it. I would love to run against Biden. Let's do this. He says Biden can't win anything on his own. It took Barack Obama for him to become a vice president. He's a buffoon. Bring it. Trump said, I hope it's Biden. And he's not saying it the way the Democrats are saying it about him. He's going, no, I seriously hope it's Biden. Because this is an easy one here, folks. But go down the list. Number two is Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders will be solidly... Look, Trump still looks like he's in his late 50s, early 60s worst. The dude's got energy to blow. And you got Sanders who... I mean, like I said... Maybe Bernie was a player back in, you know, during the campaign when he sold out to Hillary. Not anymore. 13% Sanders. Kamala Harris. The tweets alone from Kamala Harris will blow your mind. Warren, Pocahontas. Corey, Angry Black Man Booker. John, Stolen Valor Carey. I mean, I'm giving them the names. Bloomberg, 16 ounce, it was Michael 16 ounce Bloomberg. Oh my goodness. This stuff is too funny. And then Beto O'Rourke. Think about this. Beto O'Rourke came out of nowhere. This is a dude who was a piker. He was not married. His mother was accused of embezzlement, and his father had drugs, cocaine or something in a car that was provided by the state. This dude he's like a freaking grifter from a family of grifters. He's at 4%. O'Rourke is ahead of Eric Holder. Democrats, are you paying attention? You got a grifter who's ahead of the former attorney general, who, by the way, probably will be in prison. And he's on the list. At least, look, I'll give you some respect, leftists. At least you kept Hillary Clinton off this list, because she's probably going to be in prison. I'm shocked they don't have James Comey on here. Biden, 33%. He may be in prison. Except he can play stupid. Mr. McGovern, I have no idea what's going on in my administration. I have nothing. Democrats, let me tell you. The level of confidence of the Democrats is so funny. These midterm elections set up just like the presidential elections of 2016. For example, Donald Trump has a bona fide record of success that Democrats ignore. Now you go, what are you talking about, Kevin? Donald Trump is an accomplished billionaire who took $1 million, made it into multi-billions of dollars, and followed politics closely enough to know how the game was being played. So that's Donald Trump. They ignored it. They talked about... Look at him, he's a racist, and he did this, and they didn't, he filed bankruptcy. And Trump's like, look, I use the rules, but I'm an accomplished guy, I'm not apologizing for being wealthy, I wouldn't have run his campaign exactly like him, but he won. And they completely underestimated him, and then here's Hillary Clinton, they go, oh, she's an amazing president, she's got to be the smartest person in the world, look at how many names of leaders she can list. And so here's Trump going, look, I'm going to save us money. I'm going to work on tariffs. I'm going to trade. I'm going to work on the currency devaluation and the manipulation of China, intellectual property issue. I'm going to lower taxes. I'm going to do this. And people are like, what? This is amazing. What's he doing? This is stuff, man. He's doing some stuff. Next thing you know, bada bing, bada boom, he's the president. But they dismissed it. And then the second thing is Democrats feel confident about their candidates. They've shoehorned in these fake veteran, you know, stolen valor veterans, people that are leftist veterans in Pennsylvania and all over the country. We're going to run veterans. And as if we're going to be fooled because they got a military suit, you know, oh, here's where it is. Kyrsten Sinema in Arizona, she has veterans in every one of her commercials. She acts like she loves the veterans. Yeah. That's what they're doing. But they think they got the right candidates. But all these Democrats don't feel that confident. There was a guy, his name is Ferguson, and he felt the sting of that unexpected defeat in 2016, and he's nervously watching the current election cycle. And he's wondering, is history going to repeat itself? Because the Democrats have to gain 23 seats in the House to win a majority. Now, in this article I was reading, I can tell you, there are some people that are holdouts. They're pretending they're not anxious. They said party leaders are professing confidently and repeatedly that this year will be different. But even, as this article admits, some of them acknowledge the similarities between the current and the previous election. Trump was unpopular, beset by scandal, he writes. Democrats hold leads in the polls, and some Republicans are openly optimistic. Now, I mentioned the polling earlier, and let me give you some examples. 538 gives Democrats a 76.9% chance of winning the House 1 month before election. They gave Hillary Clinton a 71.4% of winning the presidency, and she got shellacked. Now, they write this: the abundance of optimism brings back queasy memories for Jesse Lerick, who worked on the Clinton campaign and remembers watching the returns come in from the Javits Center in New York. I was getting texts after the results were clear, including even from some political reporters and operatives texting me, you know, are you guys starting to get nervous, or what's her most likely path, he said. I was like, what do you mean starting to get nervous? What path? They just called Wisconsin. We lost. Did the Democrats even look at Trump's successes? No. 4 million new jobs since the election, 3.5 since he took office. More Americans employed than ever before in history. Jobless claims lowest in nearly five decades. Economy longest positive job growth streak on record. Job openings at an all-time high. Outnumber job seekers for the first time on record. Unemployment claims 50-year low. Black, Hispanic, Asian unemployment record lows. Black unemployment 5.9% in May of 2018. Bring it, Democrats. That's all I got to say.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We are proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse is passionate about redefining youth through revolutionary products. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce from Dr. Nathan Newman. The Luminesce Anti-Aging Skincare Line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa, Jeunesse Medical Advisor, has designed several products helping the body perform better through naturally occurring plant compounds. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. They're available with up to 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day. Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind that is here to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com now to find out more. That's GCNLife.com. And start your day off with an open mind.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Senator, I know you bristle questions about polls or anything that you perceive to be about a horse race question, but people are wondering if you're going to run for president, and there is a new CNN poll just released showing that former Vice President Joe Biden is far and away the leader for the Democratic presidential nomination in 2020 among Democrats and Democratic-leaning independents. He's at 33%. You're in second place among Democrats and Democratic-leaning independents at 13%, followed by Kamala Harris and Elizabeth Warren. What do you say to Democrats who say Joe Biden is the best chance to win back the White House because of his appeal to working-class voters?
Well, I say that we have 3 weeks to go in the most important midterm election in the history of this country. And I think that that is what we focus on right now. We have a presidential election coming in 2020. We will see what happens. But I think it is very wrong to deflect attention from the need to end one-party rule in Washington right now.
When are you going to make up your mind about running in 2020?
Well, you'll be one of the first to know, Jeff.
How about the first? How about the first would be, that's what we would prefer on this show.
All right.
I love how Bernie
doesn't answer the question. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. Here's the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Let's lower that just a bit. Anyway, glad you guys are with me. We talked about that in the previous segment, that the Democrats should be embarrassed to even be talking about this is their motley crew of people. Are you serious? It is what it is. And Bernie Sanders is right. Why are they taking their eye off the ball looking at 2020 when 2018 is the, as Bernie says, we got 3 weeks to pull it together. What are you going to pull together, Bernie? I'm just curious. You got no message. You guys may not recall, but the Democrats were fishing for a message. I'm waiting on it. I want to hear it. Woo-hoo-hoo. What is it? Better, better, better. Give me the message. I'm with her. I believe her. Me too. What is it? The woman, get this, that they were building. They were building their whole messaging around this Kirsten Gillibrand. She is at 1%. That's who, in terms of being president. 1%. The Me Too movement has been decimated. Why? Because of a bunch of vicious liars. The bimbos that they brought out to make Kavanaugh look like he was a serial rapist. I mean, I hope Kavanaugh sues him. I really do. I don't think he will. I'd have a legal team looking into it. Stormy Daniels, was she going to save him? Was that who you were going to put your, you know, hitch your wagon to? Creepy porn lawyer and his stripper slash porn star client? And what about Swetnick? What a joke she was. Give me anything that you can hang your hat on as a Democrat and say, I'm proud of this. Are you proud that Barack Obama couldn't get the remains of North Korean soldiers back, or soldiers that fought in the North Korean conflict? Are you upset about that? Is that what you're going to hang your hat on? You're going to hang your hat on a foreign policy that didn't keep Iran in check, which they are now, didn't defeat ISIS, which they're very close to being, didn't address MS-13, didn't address illegal immigration and what it's doing to our economy, didn't address our economy whatsoever, unless you count pouring in trillions of unfunded dollars. Printed dollars called quantitative easing. That's a nice way to put Barack Obama was a counterfeiter. What a euphemism. The guy prints $8 trillion counterfeit dollars backed by nothing. He uses the Fed to hold interest rates down. Not a single, nothing that can be looked at in this economy that you go, boy, he really started it on its growth path, unless you counted counterfeiting. Let me tell you something, America. If I let you counterfeit your, whatever your debt is right now, let's say you owe $500,000 on your house. If I let you counterfeit almost the size of your debt, how good are you going to do? Okay, you may do okay. Let me tell you why. You might invest. You might pay off bills. You might do a lot of things. But you give it to a crazed black man, baby black Jesus, he didn't pay off any bills. He didn't pay down any debt. He faked that money into the economy, but he didn't do it. He didn't put it into the economy. Who knows where it went? It didn't go to help. It went, Kevin, he put a bunch of people on welfare. Congratulations. What did it? Give me $8 trillion and let me go and do something. I will have industry bustling. Things will be moving. The people that he gave money to did nothing. They just kept their lives in order. And it wasn't even that their lives were so bad. They just got more cable. They got more spinning wheels. They got their hair done, their nails done. They did. There was no investment that we can count on and go, wow, look at what happened here. Businesses didn't flourish, quite the opposite. People didn't feel better. I could go on. What are these guys going to hang their hats on? They're going to hang their hats on how Barack Obama allowed Russia to expand into Crimea and Ukraine. They're going to hang their hat on the fact that the Chinese built their economy on our trade deficit. The European Union was propped up by our trade deficit. NATO, we paid all the bills and fought all the wars, but ceded all of our power over to their generals. What are you going to point at? He kept things from going in the toilet. Well, congratulations. $8 trillion will let you do that. What did he do? You feel better about America after Obama? Did you feel racially more sensitive, less polarized? Did you feel stronger in the views of the world? Give me something. I recall Barack Obama going to the UN and it was an embarrassment. I watched Donald Trump go to the UN and I never felt more proud of a president telling the world, we are not going to be your whipping boys anymore. I talked earlier about Trump going on 60 Minutes and essentially eviscerating Leslie Stahl. Made her look so she looked like a terrible interviewer, and she is an amazing interviewer. He was like, dismissed. You are so dismissed. You are so wrong. Let me just take over this interview. And he just went to town. Ba-da-bam, 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 ba-da-bam. Whooping her head. Because he knows what he's doing. That's what happens when you get leadership. This has been fun to watch. And it's only going to get better. It's only going to get better. So there's Bernie. We've got the election 3 weeks away. We got to be focusing on this. We shouldn't be talking about the presidency. But I may run. I may run. I tell you what, I may run. I know, sound more like Jackie Mason. But Bernie doesn't leave it. He leaves it open. Biden says, I haven't made a decision yet. That's the best they got. I ridiculed him in the last segment. I don't even know what to add. I'm embarrassed for them. And you know what people are, will anyone challenge Trump? Oh, Trump will be challenged. He'll get challenged, challenged, challenged. Donald Trump is not going to be challenged. Let me ease your minds. By the way, I've talked to you guys till I'm blue in the face. I told you, the biggest worry for the Democrats is exactly the things I'm talking about. They're worried about the Kavanaugh effect. They're worried about the Kanye effect. They're worried about the Trump effect. They got a lot of things they got to be concerned about. They have exposed themselves. Democrats are political voyeurs. And they're wearing raincoats everywhere they go. And they're like, look at here, look at here. You know? Problem is, there's nothing to see. Unless you like looking at 80-year-old geriatrics. And I got nothing against 80-year-old geriatrics. I just don't want to see their bodies. Okay? Yeah, it's ugly out there. So, what do they got? I keep asking, call the show, Democrats. I mean, I know you're out there. You're listening. You send me notes. You send me little nasty grams every now and then. Call the show. Tell me what it is you're running on. What do you represent? You're you're pro-illegal immigration, which means you're anti-legal immigration. Oh, no, we're not, Kevin. Okay, then explain to me how you'll let a criminal in, but you won't let people who want to come in legally, you completely ignore them. You say, who cares about all the time you spend waiting in line? It doesn't matter to me. So, if you're pro that, you're anti that. That's the way the world works. That's the yin and the yang. So, what do you got? I've given you a list of things. By the way, there's list of 289 things Trump has accomplished since he's been president. Some of them are innocuous. They're small. Others are very large. I've given you some right now. Tell me what you would compare Barack Obama to. Tell me the policies of the left that compare to what Trump has done that you say could be better. You can't answer it on trade. You can't answer it on money policy, currency value. You can't answer it on intellectual property of our companies. You can't answer anything. You people are you're stuck. And I'm not even having to convince my audience anymore. I think people are starting to believe it. People are going, Kevin, 3 weeks is going to be fun.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.